वासुदेवाय The immeasurable spiritual sky is full of spiritual planets named Vaikunthas. Far beyond the material sky, the mundaners have insufficient information of even the mundane sky. So, what they can think of the spiritual sky? Therefore, the mundaners are always far, far away from him. Even if in the future they are able to manufacture some machine whose speed may be accelerated to the velocity of the wind or mind, the mundaners will still be unable to imagine reaching the planets in the spiritual sky. So, the Lord and his residential abode will always remain a myth or mysterious problem. But for the devotees, the Lord will always be available as an associate. In the spiritual sky, his opulence is immeasurable. The Lord resides in all the spiritual planets, in the innumerable Vaikuntha planets, by expanding his plenary portions along with his liberated devotees' associates. But the impersonalists who want to merge into the existence of the Lord are allowed to merge as one of the spiritual spark of Brahmajyoti. They have no qualification for becoming associate of the Lord, either in Vaikuntha planet or in the supreme planet, Golok Vrindavan, described in Bhagavad Gita as Madhama, or here in this verse as Swadhama of the Lord. This Madhama or Swadhama is described in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter 6th verse as follows. Na tadvasayate surayo na shashanko na pavakah yatkatvana nivartante taddhamam paramam mamam. The Lord Swadhama does not require any sunlight or moonlight or electricity for illumination. That dhamma or place is supreme, and whoever goes there never comes back in the material world. The Vaikuntha planets and the Golok Vrindavan planets are self-illuminating, and the rays scattered by those Swadhama of the Lord constitute the existence of Brahmajyoti. As further confirmed in the Vedas, like the Mundaka Upanishad, 2nd canto, 2nd chapter, 10th verse, and Kathopanishad, 2nd canto, 2nd chapter, 15th verse, and Shetasatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, 14th verse. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam neva vidyuto bhati kuto ayam agni tam eva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasha sarvam idam vibhati. In the Swadhama of the Lord, there is no need of sun, moon, or stars for illumination, nor there is need of electricity. So what to speak of ignited lamps? On the other hand, it is because those planets are self-illuminating that all the effulgence has become possible, and whatever there is that is dazzling is due to the reflection of that Swadhama. One who is dazzled by the effulgence of the impersonal Brahmajyoti cannot know the personal transcendence. Therefore, in the Isha-Upanishad 15th verse, it is prayed that the Lord shifts his dazzling effulgence so that the devotee can see his real reality. It is spoken thus, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasyapi Tamukham Tat Pushnam Tvam Pushnam Apavrunu Satya Dharmaya Drashyate Drashtaya. O Lord, you are maintainer of everything, both material and spiritual, and everything flourishes by your mercy. Your devotional service of Bhakti Yoga is the actual principle of religion, Satya Dharma, and I have engaged in that service. So kindly protect me by showing your real face. Please therefore remove the veil of your Brahmajyoti rays so that I can see your form of eternal bliss and knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Pitapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishadhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shudhanipriye Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namonana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Nanda Shri Masadi Kaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Namaste Vasudhushabhaya Satputam Vidura Kasthaya Mohu Ko Yoginam Nirastha Samyati Shayena Radhasar Swathamani Brahmani Ramsyate Namana. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto he who is the associate of the members of Yadu dynasty and who is always a problem for the non-devotees. He is the supreme enjoyer of both the material and spiritual worlds, yet he enjoys his own abode in the spiritual sky. There is no one equal to him because his transcendental opulence is immeasurable. So, in Svetashatara Upanishad, it is explained that the uniqueness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, even though no direct hint has been yet given that who that personality is by nomenclature, yet qualitatively everything is understood to that personality first. If the qualities are not exposed, then no one will be able to look to a particular object of embodiment of that quality. So, nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate nacha samasam adhikachya drashyate parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. This definition of the Supreme Absolute Truth is given, but the personality is going to be revealed in Ishopanishad by gradual development. You see, the evolution of the subject matter of the Absolute Truth is very gradual throughout the Vedic literature. All that is conclusive, Vyasadeva described in Vedanta Sutra. And the first and foremost aphorism was that Janmadyasya Yata. And it describes, starting describing, the one which is already described in other parts of his creation and the four Vedas, but it is a hidden matter. Personality concept is the ultimate concept. Just like when we conceive a child, first of all, we do not know. But we know that some carriers are there. So Ishopanishad, Kathopanishad, Svetashatara Upanishad, all these Satvata Upanishads, Satvata Puran, they are carriers. gradually developing into the subject matter of the Absolute Truth. Otherwise it is hidden. Even though so many indications are there, but the flowery language of Vedas traps the student, and they may become Vedantist, Ekvedi, Dvivedi, Trivedi or Chaturvedi. So, and if they become Arya Samaji, you better believe they will become so obstinate that they will not consider Puranas to be, or even Upanishad to be subject matter of their study. That is the kind of limiting situation arises, because there's a poor fund of knowledge. How much this cranium can take in of all the information? Has anybody calculated how many gigabytes of storage or memory we have in the brain of the highest IQ person? No. Even though it is seemingly immense, yet it is limited. So how can a limited person know the limits of unlimited? Sukadeva Goswami is spelling out such a realm of existence of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. We call it the spiritual sky. Only liberated people can have access if they are devotees. Every liberated people is not a devotee. But devotional service does make one liberated. That's what we said yesterday. It is that process that transcends the three modes of material. Mam cha ya o avya bicharayana bhakti yogena sevate sa gunansamati te dan brahma bhuyaya karate. Simply we have to take up a process of avya bicharini bhakti. And what we have to be proud of is that Srila Prabhupada brought that avya bicharini bhakti under the disciplic succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You won't find anywhere in any other sampradaya such a evolution of the religious principle of ending up in bhakti. So naturally, we adhere to those shastras as the most important, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are our three major. And supplementary the Upanishads like the Satvat Upanishad and Satvat Puranas and Samhitas that have been given. You will see our quotations are very restricted to certain literatures, because they put up the conclusive aspect of the religion. So, the Absolute Truth is first described qualitatively. Then there is a qualification. By becoming a devotee, he can demand to see the Lord's face face to face. In Ishopanishad, this particular verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes, Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapita mukham tat pushnam apavrano satya dharmaya drashtaye. O Lord, you are the maintainer of everything, both material and spiritual, and everything flourishes by your mercy. Your devotional service or bhakti yoga is actual principle of religion. It's the actual principle of religion. Satya dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam tells, dharmo prajjita kaita vatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. This subject matter is only for sattvatam. Sattvatam are described here as the yadus. And Krishna is called sattvatam pati. He is the master of all pure devotees. They are all Krishna's expansion, and they are meant to serve Krishna, to adequately support the desire of Lord Krishna. They will not go and they will not violate Krishna's desire. Even though seemingly we see in the relationship in Dwarka with some of the other Yadu, seemingly they are envious of Krishna. In the story of Semantak Jewel, you know, Semantak Jewel is so much alluring because it yields some quality and quantity of gold every day. Somebody gets envious and blames Krishna. But Krishna is so kind, doesn't take the blame as an insult. Rather, he takes the blame as a cause of making some more wonderful pastimes. And in this way, he has unlimited relationships established with his pure devotees. Now, how come this can be understood by impersonalists? They are simply hanging without support in so-called Brahma Jyoti level. For them, there is no basis. Without devotional service, they are simply in what we call Trishanku Drashti. Trishanku means it's a triangular, he is of nowhere because all the points are extraneous. He has no stability. So one which is not stable is eventually going to fall down. Yen nir arvindaksha vimukta manina tai asta bhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kruchena paramapadam tata patantiyada anadat yushmatandra. Sukadeva Goswami says, he is our authority. Now, the so-called impersonalists, they think that they have become one with the Brahma Jyoti. They may be given some time to enjoy the so-called realm of Brahma Jyoti, because after all, soul has fallen from that level. So they go back. But because they have not yet established the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of devotion, they are still in that realm which is Brahma Jyoti. They are puffed up with their knowledge which is transcendental. That's fine. But they are on a denial path. They deny themselves as an individual. They want to merge and become homogeneous and think that they are the one. There is nobody other. Whatever Vedas has written is for them. So such impersonalists want to make or weave a story around them. Story around them, because they think that they have realized the impersonal aspect and they are one with the Supreme Absolute Truth and they are the conveyor of the truth. But how about that they are still hanging in the material body? Right? Such people take the liberty to weave stories around them. Up to the level that the source of knowledge of the Absolute Truth, they claim that they have returned. That Satya Sai Baba told one time, I have written Bhagavad Gita to realize myself. He dared. And people have said, oh, you are God. I have read that. And I was so furious. Anyway. Yesterday we saw that impersonalism is pervaded all over. But here, Sukadeva Goswami chops the impersonal aspect. Even though it's a subject matter of the absolute truth, but because of partial realization, they fall back. They think that they are liberated. Vimukta mani. But astabhava. Astabhava means that consciousness is virtually become oblivious, extinguished. So, however, they are climbing up on the so-called topmost position, paramapadam, they fall down. And Prabhupada coolly said, higher you go, the most painful fall down will be. That is the realm. But in devotional service, Narad Muni says, even in our immature state, if we fall down, there should not be any regret. Why? Because the asset that has been created by performing the pure process of devotional service, avyabhicharini bhakti, it is permanent. It's not going to be deleted. So, in immature state, one falls, but a devotee has reassurance. He starts again from wherever he has left. Not from zero. Impersonalists start from zero. Therefore, they have to wait for many, many human births. Because such knowledge is available only in human birth. Maybe demigod birth. But impersonalists do not care for demigods even. They care, they are after the tail of Brahmajyoti. They keep on chasing, go round and round and get lost. They get lost. So, tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam hare bhajan apakopate tato yati. If a devotee is trying to perform even little of pure devotional service, and by previous habit, if he gives up, tyaktva swadharma, and he becomes away from the lotus feet of the Lord by falling into maya again, kova badra, what is inauspicious for us? Narad Muni says, kova badra abhut amushyakem. In no circumstances there is any inauspiciousness for them. Because he has rendered some devotional service. On the other behalf, kova artho apto abhajatam svadharmata. One who has achieved so much but without devotion to the Supreme Lord, what gain he is going to get? He will start back to square. So, only by undivided devotional service can I be known, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyato abhijanati javanashchasmi tatvata. I am known by only pure devotional service. And once knowing me qualitatively in absolute truth, viśate tadantaram, he will be abiding in my personality. Again here it shows that only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am standing before you, Arjun, in my two-handed form. Not only that you will know me in truth, you will be able to see me in truth, and then you will be able to enter into my intricate activities. So, here is Sattvadham Pati. Sukadeva Goswami is explaining that Supreme Personality of Godhead has multifarious relationships, and Prabhupada describes so many ways Krishna is reciprocating in different relationships with different devotees. Everyone was connected with Krishna. That is the realm of Goloka Vrindavan. The realm of Goloka Vrindavan expands into the realm of Vaikuntha. There also reciprocation is going on. Limited. Only three rasas are not there. Yesterday we saw Sakya Bhav is not there. There is no fraternity, there is no parental, and there is no conjugal love. Lakshmi reserves everything. She doesn't allow any other relationship except servitorship or awe and reverence. That's about it. So we see that is an expansion. Now, if Vaikuntha is bereft of three other major rasas, what to speak of creation of the material universes? Where do we find? By such expansion, everything becomes oblivious, so we cannot see even Lord Krishna. We cannot think about Lord Krishna in our material condition. It's such an expansion. But nonetheless, even Brahma Jyoti is permeating in material world. If Brahma Jyoti is not there, we will not have any inclination to have faith in. Because the absolute truth which is described in qualitative and transcendental nature is available. Krishna imparts directly and indirectly, both. Krishna imparts this knowledge. Krishna comes to re-establish the principles of religion, sambhavami yuge yuge. In every millennium he comes. So, it is available. Otherwise, in the dark region, which is simply overpowered by the mode of ignorance, where is the opportunity? Because Brahma Jyoti is expanding. Even Paramatma feature of Lord Krishna is expanded in the material world. In the spiritual world, he is there. There is no need of Paramatma. But Paramatma is in the material. Anavaraniya Mahatomaniya. He is expanded and he is there. His energies are expanding. They are indirect. prakasha shakti vividhiya suruyate. The supreme absolute energies are so variegated, but they manifest in swabhaviki jnana bala kriya cha. To exhibit his nature, Krishna's nature, it appears or it manifests in knowledge, strength, and activities. So these are the manifestations of the Supreme's energy. And we borrow. We did not bring on our own. How much energy did you bring when you were born? You were helpless. You have to look for where is the milk. Krishna arranged everything. And he reciprocates. Even though sitting in Goloka Vrindavan, he is reciprocating with every devotee in the degree of their surrender to him. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstadev bhajam. So, where is the question of there is no influence of the Lord? Only those who are kui yogis. Vidura kasthaya muhu kui yogina. Those who have been eccentric and they have been thrown far away from the goal of going back home. They are kuyogis. They are not yogis. Kuyogi. Yogi means one who is engaged in connecting himself with the Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Shri Krishna. They are called yogis. Those who are not engaged, they are kuyogis. Opposite. So, vidura kasta. Dura. Dura means far away. Vidura means extremely far away. So, vidura kasthaya kuyoginam. Muhu means often. From time to time, they will be thrown away into the realm of oblivion. Says that in Bhagavad Gita, what is the destination of those who are not devotees? Dark hell. And those who are envious of him and deliberately going after, chasing his tail, which they cannot catch even. So they go and they go into the Kshipami Asajram. Asuri yonim mapannam mudha janmani janma. From life after life, they will be thrown into the darkest hell, or what we call ignorant religion. Ignorant religion. So, they have no information about the Lord's abode. They have no faith. Or if they have some faith of glaring effulgence of Brahma Jyoti, they are half cooked. They do not know where is the Supreme Abode. Now, Brahma Jyoti is effulgence. But this effulgence, where is it coming from? They do not know. So, impersonalist, cannot trust even Lord Krishna's words. Tadapasayati suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatvana nivartante tadhamam paramamama. They don't have faith because everything is impersonal. Why should a person should be involved for them? Because otherwise they will lose their individual desire to become. They will see him as a competitor. They don't want to see him. They want to get blinded by the Brahma Jyoti. And they are ultimately cast back because it's like a person who doesn't have a visa is allowed to remain in the ship itself. Then ship runs out of fuel, glides down. So arugya kruchena parama padam patantiyana. Just like they send the Sputnik or Prabhupada said that they will want to reach the higher realms of creation, but they are so frustrated that they do not have enough knowledge for our own universe, what to speak of other universes. And they themselves admit that, oh, all the universes and everything is expanding, which is we cannot catch. So they want to examine a little sample of this universe and then make an ultimate conclusion out of it. Every universe has so much variegatedness, but nonetheless living entities are there. So with a lot of human energy that they have borrowed is being wasted in useless search after the Supreme Lord. But this is free of charge. Free. And Krishna is available without any expense. So easily available. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakti. But Atma Bhakta means one has to abide by Lord Krishna's terms. And what an enviousness that, no, I have my own way. Krishna, I know you, you are very tricky. But, I'll get you around somewhere. Let me enjoy right now. So, the description of Lord Krishna's abode has been given in so many references here. Mundaka Upanishad is there, Shetashatara Upanishad is there, and Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad is there. But Ishopanishad is spelling out the personal aspect of the yesterday we touched this subject a little bit, you know. Ishopanishad is gradually putting the comparative value of approach of impersonalism versus approach of personalism. Through the impersonal aspect, unless and until a pure devotee becomes compassionate and shows the mercy of the Lord in person, so he becomes a representative and on behalf of the Lord becomes so compassionate that there is a personal relationship established between the two, and then the glorification of the Lord, which is so excellent and transcendental of personality. Just like Sukadeva Goswami's prayers, Kunti's prayers, they are, and all the demigods who are praying, they are all persons, and the personal prayers are of the choicest words. That is called Shruta means the one which has been heard in the choicest way. So Bahushrava, one has to hear repeatedly, and you will not be tired of hearing the transcendental glories. That is the personal feature. All the vocabulary that has been used in a choicest way is being composed. One is called Kavi. Vyasadeva is rendering pure devotional service. So his natural inclination to glorify the Supreme Lord in the choicest words. Choicest words. Prahlad Maharaj appreciates the demigod's worship of the Supreme Lord, Narsingadeva, just to calm him down, but he did not. They were all unsuccessful. But nonetheless, Prahlad Maharaj glorifies their prayers. Because they are learned. The demigods are learned. And Prahlad Maharaj is comparing himself to be born in an Asuric family as an Ugrajat. Ugrajat means completely violent against the law of the Lord. But nonetheless, he was the leader because he was able to pacify Lord Narsingadeva. Uttama sloka gunanu varan. Uttama sloka. Uttama is the choicest. But in Sanskrit, uttama means udgatahatama. Prabhupada says, uttama means one who takes you out from the region of darkness and bring to the light of knowledge. That is called uttama. So Lord Krishna's character is described in choicest words as uttama sloka. That brings out ultimately. But if I'm envious of him, then I won't appreciate any of his words. So there is a difference between the prayers formed by impersonalists. They are nowhere. Prabhupada insists that we should chant only prayers of our Vaishnava acharyas. This is, but the content is something that can be explained. That it may taste sweet, but the sand is there. You can't enjoy. But by meaning, it is not parallel to the purpose of such transcendental glorification. So we should insist on chanting the glories. Srila Prabhupada chants Sukadeva Goswami's prayers. And you can see how much condensed meanings are there, and we get a almost a hundredfold bigger purport about it. They will not be able to explain in a single word even. Impersonalists, they may use the Lord's name. They may use chanting the Lord's name as one of their meditative process. Everybody takes the help of the name of the Lord, but their conclusion is envious. So what potency it will be given? They will be also thrown far away. They become eccentric. Bahu arthamani. They are extraneous. They have no iota of bringing that personality of God. They are remaining envious. So Krishna is not accessible, even through the Vedas. But Vyasadeva is churning and creating Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so wonderful. So why should we rest on other literature? Sukadeva Goswami himself was an impersonalist that we saw yesterday. And yet, he is attracted by the choicest poetry compiled by his father that could stop him. And he studied well. So, the glory is to understand these verses, and it will help us. Prabhupada insists that we should quote not only just to defeat somebody's argument, but to enjoy the transcendental variegatedness of the realization of pure devotees. That is Rasakritas. So many quotations are given. There is no bluff. Bluff doesn't have a place in Krishna consciousness. We have to pick out like a weed and throw away. Otherwise, it will eat the sap of pure devotion. Try to be simple, say as what Srila Prabhupada would explain in the same way. So, we will be able to appreciate the total meaning in personal concept. We do not deny impersonal concept because it is there, but it is not independent. So, anybody has any question or comment?
My question is, why is it like some people who get psychic powers, like Duryodhana's mother, she was helped Duryodhana in saving, energizing the body? So, why do they do it?
Well, in performance of religious activity, there is some point of perfection is there. In yogic process also, there are perfections. Our Vedic lifestyle is based on austerity to achieve perfections. And perfections are calculated in terms of eight. Eight yogic perfections are there. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Prapti, Ishita, Vashita, Prakamya. So they have a different yielding result. But it is being performed in a material medium. And it is being generally used for material end. And it's not a big deal. These perfections are waiting to be engaged by a devotee at his doorsteps. But devotee says, my dear mother, please don't disturb me. I'm busy in serving Krishna. He doesn't want interference of such perfections. If perfections are automatically endowed, then like Hanuman, he will use it in service of Ramchandra. That's the best use. So, but the demons would not. Demons will use these perfections just to kill Ramchandra. Ravan did. He was also able to disappear from there. Right? So material scientists also want to disappear by creating a virtual matrix, they call it. No. It is all a gimmick and fake and bluff. Just to cheat people.
Tell me, are they telling different about liberation?
They are understand is saying, yes, this material world is Maya. And I am spirit soul. At least they are agreeable. So why should the definition be different? Do you know any other different definition? I never heard. They also agree that yes, we have to, we are constitutionally, yes, spiritual in nature. But Krishna is an ordinary man with flesh and blood. Oh, he may be a superman, but he's created by man. Yes, they've created him, he will say. They don't have faith on the personality because they have limited knowledge. Without devotion, such knowledge will never come. If knowledge about Lord Krishna comes without his own teaching, I bet you, Krishna teaches us only about himself and nobody else. Read Bhagavad Gita. He has to teach, he has to impart the knowledge about himself to us so we may get some connection with him. Impersonalists do not touch that aspect at all. They remain envious. So make him an ordinary man or some learned man, but made up of flesh and blood, and he's there. So they have a no to tell. You don't have to surrender to Krishna, but to the soul who is speaking through him. That is Dr. Radhakrishna's philosophy. He was the president of India. A learned scholar. Sanskrit. Prabhupada used his Bhagavad Gita. He translates verbatim, accurately, but interprets in a very reverse way. So, be aware of impersonalism. We have to respect them because at least they are on the transcendental. But if impersonalists are envious of personality and wants to take the position of Krishna themselves, they are called Mayavadis. That is the difference. Mayavadis are basically impersonalists, but they are so envious that they want to kill Krishna and become Krishna. They think they are the enjoyers. So, impersonalist may stand a chance to become a devotee by the mercy of a pure devotee. Bahunam janmanamadite gyanavam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvam iti sa mahatma sudaro. He comes to the point of conclusion that Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, is all in all. Then and then he becomes Mahatma. Otherwise, Duratma. We have Duratma. Because how, and in what degree have we accepted Krishna is all in all? That we have to learn. A devotee doesn't have any reservation for Krishna. He accepts him in totality. So the definition of liberation remains the same. Nobody can deny that yes, we have to come out from the clutches of Maya. So, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, that is impersonalist philosophy. Adi Shankara, Advaita Siddhant is there. But Prabhupada said, we do not see Jagan Mithya, it is existing, maybe temporary. So, our philosophy little becomes different from there. And we go on that reality versus temporality. Sat and Asat. But then, asatoma satgama, the same reason is there. You have to come out from the asat means of temporality to the eternality. Tamasoma jyotirgama means you have to come out from the darkness of ignorance, from the ignorant mode to the light of sattva. Means you will be closer to Krishna. And mrityumam amritam gamayam. Understand? The asat, tamas and mrityu, they are all made up of ignorant mode. Tam. They are all constitutions of tam. Some may be light or dark, another is dense dark, but another is extreme dark. Mrityu is extreme darkness. That region everybody has to go. But one who has light of knowledge, if the soul has been realized, does he need a torchlight in the darkness? So, personalist philosophy of liberation is given. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Hitva anyatha rupam. Give up all other misconceptions or definitions. Anyatha swarupena vyavasthiti. The soul should be situated in its original occupation and form. Jivira swarupa hoyera krishnera nitya das krishnera tatastha shakti veda veda. This is not only the state of liberation, but giving you the eternal position that once upon a time the fallen soul had with Krishna and a desire to go back home, back to Godhead with him. While these guys are simply want to hang in state. They are like fireflies. In the night, the fireflies are lighting them. But Prabhupada said this light is only meant for attracting the females. So similarly, impersonalists are like fireflies in the darkness. But eventually they need service and they end up doing service also. Patantiyadha, anada yashmat angre, they don't have support. The support of Brahma Jyoti is the lotus feet of the Lord. So better one who clings to the lotus feet of the Lord, a devotee. He will be already on the transcendental platform. If we are performing devotional service according to the pure process that Srila Prabhupada brought, because it is perfect, we will become perfect. Otherwise, I may be imperfect. Our perfection depends upon how perfectly we perform. That's easy, isn't it? Do you have time to go for impersonal venture? Yesterday we called neti, neti, neti. But here it is iti. Full stop, period, what they call. No argument. Yes. Okay. Krishna Aparadi. So devotees have to tackle them. But the whole world is filled with Mayavadi. And we have been given ammunition. It is not a mere ammunition, but it is a sure ammunition to hit them. Chant Hare Krishna. And if they argue, fill his mouth with samosa. That's about it. These are the easiest way. Spread the word around and let them burn with their own jealousy. When you go in Rath Yatra, some Christians are always there, or even our Ritviks are there, with the placards. ISKCON is bogus, or this or that, but who cares? Elephant walks and dogs keep barking. Elephant is not disturbed. So the Prabhupada ki jai. Mayavad creeps in anyway. So many ways, and we cannot imagine how our good God brothers have been turned into Ritviks. Yes.
There is a group of people who says that Puranas are for less intelligent people. And even in the introduction of Ishopanishad, Srila Prabhupada says Puranas are for less intelligent.
Naturally.
So,
Vyasdev himself. And who is not less intelligent? Tell me, is there anybody intelligent? We are also in less intelligent.
But their argument is that Purana is for less intelligent, so you being intelligent, you don't have to go with Puranas.
No, no. A person who thinks intelligent, is not intelligent. A person who knows the distinction between Sat and Asat is called intelligent. Krishna gives that intelligence if you don't have, if you follow his instruction. Na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubayorapi drashto antat tattva darshibi. Tattva darshibi means one who has seen the truth. Means one who has seen the truth is intelligent. And then he can mold his life around that truth, that life of devotion. That is tattva darshan. Why it is so difficult to become an impersonalist? To become impersonalist is very rare. It is not available to anybody and everybody. It's very rare. Why? Klesho adhikataraspesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham dehvatirva. He may be determined, he may be polite, or he may be all these good characters also. But ask him, how much time did you take to become a convinced impersonalist? But to find a Brahmavadi, it's also difficult. Most of them are Mayavadis, half cooked. Brahmavadi, lot of mirchi masala in it. Yes. You come to Vrindavan and you will find. We have just near Prabhupada's gate, the big Hanuman and Ganesh is there. That ashram is made by such Mayavadis. Okay? But they chant their prayers Soham, Shivoham. So one day somebody asked, their main deity is Radha Krishna. Alright? There's a Shiva temple at lower too. You can hear the aarti of Lord Shiva, but never of Radha Krishna. Even though they are centrally situated there, early morning for Mangalarti we pass through, but we see there is no light because the generator is not there. They don't have a service attitude. Neither there is a congregation. You go and have your own worship and come back. So there is no regular aarti or anything. So one day some devotee asked, Why did you install Radha Krishna if you are not going to preach the glories of Radha Krishna? It's for the foolish followers of us. They wanted to give us donation and they say, Maharaj, just install Radha Krishna on my name. So we did it. It is for them, foolish people, to come and pay obeisances and go. Sometimes we put up even Bhagavatam Sapta just to collect some money. They will tell directly. They are not in that discipline to worship Radha Krishna. Another temple is there, just little far, near, before Prema Mandir. Oh, wow. And in that temple, Durga Mata is in the center altar, Gornita is on the left side, and right side, Radha Krishna. They think Durga is the controller of everyone. Whoever has been so-called body must be her children. Good Lord. They don't care. They are simply the temples, not of worship, but for, you know, people to bow down. So they do not care for even cultivating the faith in accordance to the dharma. So these are vidharmas, kuta dharma. Even though not many people go, but this guy got an advantage because Prema Mandir was constructed next to it. So people are so many come in so many number. So they don't have space, so they go in that temple also to have a space. Oh. But in Prema Mandir they come to see the light show only, no devotion. They say, oh, people were going to Bhakti Bihari. Okay, we'll topple your number. They simply come to see the light show outside the temple. They go inside, come back, but nobody is worshipping the Lord. No, they have a trouble. Only Radharani. Krishna is there. Rest are on preaching mission, so you don't see many devotees here. Only the chokidars and others, the paid up servants, they may take them around and show. They don't keep gates, of course. The temple has been made in Italian marble of 108 crores, and the guy has been sought after by the income tax pool. He has not paid yet. And it mounts into crores of rupees. He comes from his Pratapgarh district, from Uttar Pradesh, by helicopter, lands, and in 1 hour goes. So nobody can catch him. But he is wanted. So, there are many, many reasons temples are made. Not for devotion or teaching devotion, to make our life perfect. Now, which category you will put that? They are not pleasing to Lord Krishna. If they are not giving any pleasure to Krishna, then how is it? They themselves are taking pleasure. And Krishna is not being served. He's the master. And he is not being served. Good. Time to go. Thank you very much. Anybody else? No? Well, you might want. Quick. Mom. mantra is very powerful even to so-called devotees who are not serious. But it will take time. Bahu janma yadikare shravana kirtana sabutana paaye krishna pade prema. Offenders, that mentality has to be eradicated. And holy name does not eradicate the envious mentality of offending a devotee. So, in the degree of their offense, Krishna is still unavailable. Hare Krishna.